Section 3. You'll hear a tutor and three students discussing their work. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 27. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 27.
Good morning, everyone. Well, in today's tutorial, we're going to discuss the essays that you have to submit by the end of next week. Some of you will have already started them, which is good. And if you haven't, well, that's okay, but you'll have to get a move on. So, let's begin with you, Simon. What's happening with you?
Well, I've made a start on it. I researched the background quite extensively last weekend, and I should get to the writing stage tomorrow with a bit of luck, and I'll get finished at the weekend.
Now, what are you writing about?
I decided to look at the car manufacturing company Jaguar, examine the problems they had with reliability in the 1970s and 80s, how they dealt with it, and how it affected their marketing and sales strategy.
That sounds pretty interesting. Any problems with that?
At the start, I had problems getting information from that far back, but after rooting around in the library, I found some magazines which gave me information and also gave me references to find other stuff. It seems now the only problem is keeping to the 4,000 word limit. It just seems that I have so much to write about. It seems I'll need 5,000 or even 6,000 words to be able to cope.
Yes, your essay title seems to me to be very wide-ranging. Would you think about cutting out part of it? How about looking at their sales and marketing strategy, but only mentioning the problems in the 70s and 80s and not going too far into it?
That's a good idea. That will make it much easier to handle. By the way, how do you want us to hand in our work? Do you want us to drop in a hard copy to your office?
You could do that, but I'd prefer it if you just emailed it to me as an attachment. You've all got my address. If not, give it to the secretary, clearly marked that it's for me. Right, Jennifer, how about you?
I've not really got going on it yet, but I have decided on a subject. I'll try and do some research during the rest of this week, and I should get writing this weekend.
Okay, what are you writing about then?
I want to look into how supermarkets use market surveys to develop their products.
Will you have enough time to find out what sort of things that the supermarkets do? You won't have much time for that.
I should be okay. I've had a look in the stack system in the library and I found a magazine that surveyed all the UK major supermarkets and a trade publication that analysed the same things in Canadian supermarkets.
Be careful about using their conclusions too much. The university takes a tough stance on plagiarism. Make sure you properly list where you get your information from in a bibliography and try and do your own analysis. Get going too, as that analysis will take a bit of time.
Okay, thanks.
You now have some time to look at questions 28 to 30. Now listen to the rest of the discussion and answer questions 28 to 30.
And Melanie, how is your work going?
I'm a bit behind, I'm afraid. I was sick all last week and the weekend with flu. I've got a subject, I think, but I've not done any work on it yet. Is there any chance I can get an extension to the submittal date?
The policy of the department is not to give any extensions unless there are extenuating circumstances. Do you have a doctor's certificate or anything?
I went to the doctor's, but I didn't get a note as I didn't realise I would need it. The doctor will have a record of me, though, as I got a prescription. I'll go back and get one.
Yes, do. If you get one, then there shouldn't be a problem getting an extension. Without it, though, you'll be in trouble. What subject are you considering, anyway?
I thought I'd do an overview of the UK mortgage interest rates and their effect on housing sales trends over the last 10 years. I thought it might be of interest because of the huge increases of house prices over the last decade.
Certainly an interesting subject, and it should be no great problem getting information, as this has been fairly well documented. There's a lot of work again, though, and you'll really need to get cracking on it, even with the extension, if you get one.
Well, I've not got much on for the rest of the week, and I've set aside the weekend to really get to grips with it.
Good. Now, is there anything else?
That is the end of Section 3. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.